And welcome back to the second hour of the Real Survival Show here on RBN. All right, gentlemen, where are we going? Other than...
Well, Rick, you're right. We've spent enough time on this product. But folks, yeah, like probably. I said, you can get one of these stovetops by going to ruralsurvival.life. That's ruralsurvival.life. And on the left-hand side in that column, you'll see a link. Click on that. It will take you to the page where all the pictures are. If you think you might want one, I'm not going to give a price because it has fluctuated. Well, I will. Right now, it's $1,225. So take a look. If you're interested, you can click on the order button. Get yourself one. There is about a three-week lead time between when your order is placed and when it ships. Just want you to be aware of that. But winter is coming, folks. And you can use, you know, what can I say? Perfect place for, you know, perfect time of year. Be cooking outside while it's nice and cool. All right, we've got a caller. We've got Sherry in Kansas on line 5. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Hey, I've used one of Sky's rocket stoves for 3 years now, and I like it. Unfortunately, I live in a manufactured home that's has a basement under it, and so I don't feel like my flooring is. I haven't tried to put any kind of mess. Any device that would
not be the greatest idea for you.
Yeah, but I did get one of the pellet hoppers and used it last season, and that is really nice. And I can actually get the room, the house, a lot hotter with one of those. And then, you know, I mostly use it, you know, when I go into the cold months, and I might want to leave it on all night, because you do shut it down at night if you're not using the pellet hopper. But I live in the country and I have a lot of branches to burn. In fact, I don't know if you guys have hedge trees around there, Osage Orange, but that is the best wood to burn around here, is hedge, what they call hedge trees.
Most people wouldn't know anything about Osage Orange, but hypothetically, that was what Native Americans typically would make a bow out of, it is great for things like hammer handles, axe handles, all that kind of thing. There's really nothing like it. It's harder than all get out, but it has a great spring to it. But Osage Orange, yeah, very useful. For those of you that don't know, those big green hedge apples that you see dropping in the road about this time of the year, they look about the size of a grapefruit, but they're green, and they smell amazing. That's it right there.
But anyway, yep. It is good stove. And like I say, I wish I could put a mass around it, but I can't really. I've got a question about this new cooktop deal now. Is that strictly for using outside?
Yes, ma'am. You know, come to think of it, the stovetop does have a 6-inch cup point on the welded right on the top of it for hooking stovepipe onto. So I guess if you had the right kind of firebox, it could be used.
Yeah, that would be the thing. You would have to have... you're going to have and or make a firebox that goes under that, which I actually plan to do. I've got the drawing for a firebox that goes under that with a side door for loading and cleaning, but I have not had it produced yet.
Yeah, I've got a few books on building with Cobb and making these stoves and stuff, and certainly got the clay. I just never gotten in to do it. So,
Well, I use the word stucco, but actually, in all truth, Yanto Evans used cop.
Yeah. That's the best stuff for, I think, for your mass heater, if you've got the clay. But it's, you know, it's a cheap way to build, but it sure is labor intensive. So,
yeah, but it's a one-of-a-kind look. I mean, when you're finished, you get some of the coolest-looking structures because you're smoothing it with your hands, and it just doesn't look like anything else. It really is quite beautiful.
Well, in one of his books that I got, it shows a Cobb two-store building in, I believe it's Ireland, or it's either Ireland or England, and it's 400 years old, he said. You know?
Oh, undoubtedly. Yeah, and well, the what they call it, the earth ships that they're building down in New Mexico, I got to visit them.
I saw that on TV.
Isn't it? To walk through them is really worth it. If you ever get down that way, you do need to look at the earth ships. They have an entire village. Also, if you go to YouTube and you look up Cobb Village, that would be Ianto Evans' work. They have an entire, like a village. It looks like a little hobbit village. The whole place is Cobb. It is really, it's very hobbit-like. It's a very, very interesting place. But, you know, they're basically the materials. They're using Cobb, which is clay. And then, of course, they're mixing it with straw or something, stomping on it with their feet until they get a mortar-like substance, and then just forming it with their hands. That's what you do. That's Cobb.
Yeah. Where is this earth ship? You said it was in New Mexico, in what part of the state?
Yes. Oh, yeah. But you can take a YouTube tour. Well, you probably already saw that. Yeah, it's in New Mexico. I don't know. We just kind of accidentally drove past it while we were cruising around down there. And one of the Native Americans, I was talking to him about the sagebrush and all this stuff, and we were standing there talking on this bridge that is just terrifying to be on. So high, it looks, there's a hotline that says, don't jump, call this number. And I'm like, what? You mean people run out here and jump? And I'm like, I didn't even want to get too close to the edge, but, you know, I don't know what must be going through your head if you jump off that thing. But yeah, we were standing there talking to a Native American guy, and then he says, well, if you're here, you really need to go down and look at the earthships. Earthships? What are earthships? Oh, you'll see. Well, sure enough, it basically kind of follows the same overall general kind of living off the land type thing that the Cobb type situation is following. They have cooling techniques. We did a visit inside in a little theater that they had, and it was all cooled naturally. And if you can imagine, you know, out in the middle of the New Mexican, whatever that desert is out there, that wasteland, and the place was quite comfortable. It was probably 72 to 4 degrees, all done naturally. It's really a deal.
The thing I saw is they used a lot of tires, old tires,
yep,
and make the foundation. Is that what the one you saw?
That's how. Yeah, they pile up. They pile up used tires, fill them with dirt, and then start making Cobb and cover that whole thing. And I guess that speeds the process up quite a bit. But you can go to YouTube and have a look. I mean, it's certainly on there. You can bet your life it's right there.
Okay, I'll let somebody else come in. But, yeah, if you've got a lot of sticks, particularly, I would recommend getting the pellet hopper, though. Because there's going to be nights that you want that thing to run all night. And their pellet hoppers will hold a 40-pound bag of pellets.
Right. Which and it's gravity fed. It's not electric.
Yeah, yeah right. Several. So, okay.
Right.
So you.
Oh. That's all
Thank
I had.
Thank you much. Appreciate it, Sherry.
Thank you.
All right, we don't have any more callers waiting right now. The call-in number is 1-800-9443. You're welcome to give us a call. We'll talk about pretty much anything you want to, as long as it's involved self-sufficiency. Rick, quick question for you. On that stovetop and grill, how far beneath that do you recommend the fire to be? You designed it, and that's why I'm asking you.
Well, yes, Mr. Huddleston and I have been over that a couple of times. It would be, you know, it would be just totally up to you, but I intend to set mine up. I'm not going to go to a lot of trouble. I'm just going to go down to Lowe's or Home Depot, get a price on a half a pallet of just concrete wall blocks, the ones that are like whatever they are, 4 inches thick, by 8 inches, by 12 inches, and pile them up. And so you're going to want, you know, that top to be counter height. But, you know, at the same time, what's going on inside? Do you really want that fire, you know, all the way down, 30 inches down? I guess it depends on how big of a fire that you want it to build. But what you could do is just put a bottom in there, with some blocks and raise the fire up. I would say, you know, fire being fire, looking at Bertha, the Kent Rollins version, you know, his unit is probably 30 inches to 36 inches tall, top to bottom. And he does not have any kind of a false bottom in it. He just throws whatever he's got around oak, mesquite, whatever, and just build a fire in there. So, you know, that, once again, would be completely up to you. I did have an ancillary plan there where I was going to actually build like a rectangle to set the top on, but at the same time leave a space and have an oven welded. In other words, a box with a door, so that I could go to the outside and open the door and have an oven that, you know, I could put things in and close the door. So while you're cooking on the top, you would also have an oven. So that would be something that you could produce on the fly. We've got wonderful welders and other things around the area where I could have one of these made in 2 days real quick and real cheap. I could use eighth steel. I could use 3/16, a quarter, whatever I wanted to order. You know, I could do that. They'll simply shear it and weld it. And I'll even maybe hand them 3 hinges and say, here, weld the door.
Well, I was actually thinking about doing the same thing. But we can talk about that in a minute. Right now, we've got a caller. Sure. We've got Tom in Florida on line 5.
Hello.
Good morning, Tom. You're on
Hi,
the air.
Hi. How
sir.
You doing? I'm doing down good. Around your old neck of the woods, Stuart.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
My
question is on your mess on the payment. You have 2 payment plans. Can you pay just by card, credit card, or? You got to go through
on the yes, sir. Oh no,
okay.
No! You pretty much have to go through the shipping thing, and the reason for that is everything's when somebody uses that shipping card, they send me a payment. I never see the credit card number at all. I see the last 4 digits. So if somebody calls me and said, "What credit card did I use?" I can tell them, but that's all I see of it. And on the system I'm using, all I do is print the shipping label. It automatically sends an email to you. And with the shipping thing, it tells you when it actually hits the post office, I believe. And I know it tells you when it's out for delivery to your house. And that's the reason we're using the shopping cart system. It makes life so much easier for everybody. So if you want a mask, that's the best way to do it.
Okay. Another question. Are you still selling the flash drives?
No, but we're going to be getting back into them. Right now, it's just a time thing. It's not a money thing with us. It's a time thing.
Right.
It takes a while to make them. But I'm hoping by the end of this month that we can start selling them again.
Great, great. Okay, thank you for the information. You all have a good day.
Gee, thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right, folks, call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. So give us a call. All right, Rick, let's get back on topic. We were talking about. Or let's maybe even pick a new topic. Where do you and Lori want to go? Lori, what do you think?
Wherever you guys want to go today. Like I said, I have a headache, so.
Yeah, Lori
and Shell's a lot of fun. Yeah, she's a lot of fun. All right. So,
thanks a lot.
So
Lori, if you want to get off the air and lay down, it's fine. You can take the rest of the day off that you want. I know you're hurting, sweetie.
Oh, brother. What a big baby. All right, get some of that Excedrin migraine, man. That stuff works like a charm. That stuff will knock out a headache in no time. But you know, chew it up real good. Don't swallow it whole. Chew it up real good and swallow it with a whole beer. Okay, moving on. Yeah, and you'll be fine by the next break. We're going to talk here about metals, seeds, cryptos. That's what we want to do. So let's do this.
Okay.
Getting outside the damn system, okay? Look, I can't, for those of you that are convinced that everything's fine, I have nothing to say to you. You shouldn't even be here. For the rest of you who are woke and pissed, I've got something to say to you. Get some of that money out of the bank. Get some silver. My son-in-law, bright bulb that he is, had me meet him over at the coin shop where he bought a certain a respectable amount of silver right on the spot. Now, he went with, after a short discussion in the parking lot, he went with 90%. I'm all for that. U.S. currency, 90%, recognizable. Hard to counterfeit. Don't have to be assayed in an emergency. I mean, you pull out a U.S. half dollar or a U.S. quarter. That's what it is. Most people aren't going to stop what they're doing and try to counterfeit change. So I would recommend that. Do it soon. I mean, look, I'm just going to give you, I'm not going to try to explain all of my positions. We just don't have the time. And we've been over it before. Do it soon.
Right.
Do it before the election. That's, you know, if you really want my honest opinion, unvetted opinion, for which I'm perfectly willing to take responsibility, do it before the election. Get some money outside the system. Cryptos. What about cryptos?
How's your son's crypto thing going, Rick?
It's going very well. The state of Missouri and he are commiserating regularly. He managed to help me get my hands on some Theta. So I got some Theta, which is, there it is, another song.
Yeah. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. 1-800-313-9443.
The Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. She told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She meant me.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and we do have a caller on the line today. Mike in Kentucky on line 5. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's up with your blood issue? I couldn't hardly understand it there. Was Lori having some kind of lost a lot of blood or something? I missed that. I couldn't hardly hear it.
No, she just got a bad headache.
I have a headache.
Oh, migraine headache. Well, I love that Calm Magnesium for brushing your teeth. I think I've talked about that before, and it's a great way to get some extra magnesium besides the Epsom salt bath. But there's a Liechtenstein deep sea source for magnesium oil. It comes out of the dang earth, and it's really good for I spray it on my knees, or when I have a headache, I'll rub it on the back of my neck, or it works on my neck pain, too, because I don't know, I'm a cyclist. I think I've talked about that. I've bounced off of like 5 cars, and I'm still in the world for some reason, by grace. But I also went headfirst into a fence post on a motorcycle. But so I've got some neck problems sometimes. So I put that spray on there, and it really helps. But the cytokine effect on... what is it, quercetin and hydroxychloroquinone. They've studied the in mice joint pain. It actually has that as one of the mechanisms, as one of the cytokines that's generated from inflammation in like a knee joint. And so that sounds awfully, it sounds fairly useful for the cytokine storm in SARS-CoV-2, I'm thinking. But the other thing it does is get zinc into your cells, and that's what I was calling about when I thought I heard something about blood volume or something, cell and blood, or I was distracted. We're getting in some groceries. I guess I didn't hear that right, but I was going to suggest beets. That's supposedly an old trick for chemo patients to avoid having to have a blood.
No, we did not talk about blood loss today.
No. It's just a headache, and I don't take medicine, so I took a couple ibuprofen, and my headache would be gone here soon, so it's all good.
Okay, well, that magnesium oil is all natural from a deep sea bed in Liechtenstein, and this spray bottle cost you about $10, but it lasts me a year. I mean,
wow.
But they sell a Pro-Foot thing and a Pro-Cure magnesium gel that's supposed to have aloe in it at everywhere from Meijer to, I can't remember, Walgreens and Walmart. They all have that, and they now are carrying that Calm magnesium. I used to have to mail order it, and the only problem with that Pro-Cure magnesium gel, it works great on ankles, and I've used it on my neck. It leaves like a weird residue. It cakes up like the Epsom salt in it doesn't fully absorb in your skin, but now it helps. And I think it's better than aspirin or NSAIDs, since those are associated with, long-term use associated with heart failure. So that's why I got away from taking aspirin every which way I could. I do have something called it's a natural willow bark. I forget the name of it. I found it on clearance somewhere and bought it, and I haven't even went through the whole bottle, and it's already reached the expiration date. But it works too. But it's mainly that white willow bark, I think, is the active ingredient, which you can make. You can get white willow bark, try it yourself, make a tea. But anyway, I wanted to see, kind of confirm some stuff that I'd heard. If any of you guys had heard it, or maybe you might want to fish around and see. Apparently, the export of the liners that are BPA-free and stuff that goes in a lot of the cans, that has been shut down. They're running out of the supply for that because of the China trade war or whatever.
Right.
And that there's also a shortage of lids, plastic lids. I guess those are manufactured who knows where people live in a grass hut and drive a scooter to work, super cheap labor.
Most likely.
Yeah, so, or either on a floating factory ship somewhere offshore. I think they're still doing that, where all they have to do is have a flag from China, and they can say made in China and sit over there 14 miles off the coast and pollute the ocean, and every 6 months they have to go home or something. But they make these, floating factories. But I've heard, like, the juice jugs, the milk cartons and the juice jugs and a bunch of those use those lids, and there's a shortage in those, so it's creating a bottleneck. Are you guys hearing that?
Yep. Thanks for the call.
It's that
time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Bye.
You, buddy. Thank you. Call back next week.
3 minutes, folks. 1-800-312-9443, and we do have a caller waiting. Jim will get to you right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus, for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Excellent job today, by the way, Ken. I appreciate your work.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, we do have a caller on the line. Jim in New York on line 9. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, good morning, Lori, Tim, and Rick.
Good morning, buddy.
I got the mosquito mask I call. It's a wonderful product. And last week I did, you know, food shopping and things, and no one noticed, no one said anything. So it's a wonderful product, and I encourage your RBN audience to get it if they have trouble breathing in that regular mask. But it's a great product.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, the caller mentioned beets before. It's a great vegetable, extremely healthy, easy to grow. Encourage your audience to look into beets. Probably one of the most healthy vegetables you can grow.
I have 3 flats growing right now. I really tend to lean into those. You know, other things are fine, like cabbage and kale. But as far as overall health, there's hardly anything like beets.
Oh yes, they're extremely healthy. I can't think of a more healthy vegetable.
I agree, and I love beets. You know, where we live here in Dent County, we can grow beets beautifully. My daughter does a wonderful job on them. But 5 miles from here, nobody can grow beets. And, you know, we haven't done a soil analysis, but we're thinking about it. It's just so weird. So it's not climate. It's got to be something in the soil.
Well, the germination rate on beats. Even I watched a Haas, the you know, Friday morning is a big treat for me around here because Haas Tools does their big row-by-row gardening show deal every Thursday, and they put it out Thursday night, and then I see Friday morning. The old boy, he's not old, he's younger than me, was doing microgreens using broccoli and beets and other things. He had some difficulty with the germination in the flat of his beet microgreens because beets can be a pain in the butt to germinate. They just are. They're very, very finicky about germination. So, if you're going to, and I wanted to discuss this at some point during the show if we ever get to it, but if you're thinking, why do I have to start things in flats as opposed to direct seeding, beets would be the number one argument for starting things in flats, controlling the moisture and the temperature to get germination, because beets are really, beets are weird about germination. But anyway, Jim, I'm taking up your time. Please continue.
No. Well, again, it's your show. I have a relative who for years have been telling me to dump my cable and get a antenna TV. I don't know where you guys are in Missouri, but if you want to save an extraordinary amount of money,
right,
at least where
it.
I live, and you can look into an antenna. You can actually, not like the old days, put it on your roof. And, you know, I've actually been watching more television since I got the antenna than I was with my cable. At least where I live in the New York area, I get all these.
You got one of those tabletop antennas, Jim? Did you get one of those circular jobs? Or
No, it's actually the old rabbit ears.
Oh, okay.
And I put it by the window. And the only problem is you lose signal sometimes.
Well, you spin it, and you turn it like the old days. You turn it like a little bit this way or that.
But if you guys want to save money, at least you can save a lot of money, and you get all those old programs. I'm getting Green Acres, Columbo, the stuff I like, the stuff.
the stuff I grew up with. There's no porn in those things. Aren't you missing all the porn? My God. They got some crap coming on now. These damn date shows. I mean, I have to keep a barf bag with me when they start showing these women crying over somebody stealing their weekend boyfriend. I'm sorry, what is a weekend boyfriend? So, yes, to your point, and let me steal 30 more seconds. Let me, I believe we call that fornication. Give me 30 more seconds of your time. So I got cable, $147 a month, and like a blues song that I love to sing, I got 500 stations, 500 versions of the same old thing, and I'm paying $147 because I'm so damn busy. But what all my friends have done is to get rid of that damn dish, and they get an antenna like you, and then they will just pay for some content off Hulu or Netflix. Well, no, we can't go to Netflix no more because of the child porn called Cuties. We can't do that. But you can go to Hulu and a few other things. You can get Disney Plus, and you can just buy what you want. And I got to go that. I got to get that bill from $147 down to about $50. And so you're talking $1,200 a month, a year, which is enough to buy another brand new rocket heater. But please, Jim, continue.
I strongly recommend looking into it. I mean, I had a package. It was $119 a month, internet, phone, and cable television, $119, which I thought was reasonable. Then they all of a sudden they just raise it to $149. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm getting all this garbage television. Yeah,
right.
Sure, I get 900 channels.
Right. But
there's only five of them that I watch.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's all
garbage.
Not
gonna, you know, they will never in a million years let you just choose those five channels. They want you to pay for the whole package. And by the way, don't think for one minute that they're not controlling your content. They're showing you what they want you to see. You ought to see what YouTube's done to me in the last week. I now get what's recommended to me. I get breaking news. By the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dead. Praise God's holy name. And but please continue, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, now, you know, my situation's different. I'm, you know, single. But, you know, if you have to explain to a wife why she's going to miss her, good luck. You're going to have to explain, oh, I can't get this, and this. But it's really worth, I'm glad I did it. I wish I did it 5 years ago, and I'm sticking it to the people who put out this garbage, which they call
it. Sticking it to the man. Sticking it to the man.
You know,
it feels pretty good, doesn't it? Yeah,
it does. It does. I mean, I'll be honest, I miss some things. I miss Discovery Channel and Animal Planet. I'll admit that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's worth it. And even the commercials are better than the garbage. The main events, like the Super Bowl and the World Series, I'll get those.
I don't watch it.
Yeah,
watch
well, I'm done with sports, but, you know, if it's quote, free from an antenna, I might flip just out of curiosity. But, no, I'm done with sports, too. I mean, any self-respecting person still going to sports.
Let me qualify what you're doing, what they're doing. You know, you've got all these major sports teams taking a Michael Brown knee. Trust me, we all here in St. Louis, we all know who Michael Brown was and what he was. That man should have been shot 10 years ago, kid, whatever he was. And now you've got all these sports figures trying to go political. Well, good. You know what? I'll throw them right in the same package as Taylor Swift and Madonna and all these other creeps. Don't tell me how to vote. It's not you people can't add four and four. I don't want to hear what you think about who to vote for or what to do or whether I should store food. I do not have bean buyer's remorse, and I'm never going to. So don't even talk to me about these things. I interrupted again. I'm sorry. You just got me going there for a minute.
No, I'm with you. I used to be a huge football fan. For 50 years, I love football.
Hey, guys,
you know what?
Hate to interrupt, but Jim, I'm going to have to let you go.
I want to try to get two more callers in. Thank you very much for taking my call. Maybe I'll call you
next week.
Take care.
Sure, dude.
All right. Thank you, Jim. All right, Lori, who do we have next?
We have Bill in Wisconsin on line 5. Okay.
All right.
We've got Warren in Montana on line 5.
Going to go to Warren? Okay.
Sorry
Warren
about that, Bill.
In Montana. Hello. Good morning, Warren. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing? I don't know if I talked about this. I talked about it on other shows. I don't know if I mentioned it on your show about books on edible wild plants. We get a lot of stuff out there.
Lori, this is your call. Lori's our expert on this. Take it away.
Actually, we did a show on wild edibles. I believe
even
on Facebook. We have a link.
We want to talk to you about them now.
We did.
We even have a link on Facebook for it.
Okay.
For wild edibles.
I don't do Facebook. I've never been there and never will be. Once you're in there,
it's not good.
But there's several books on wild edible plants, and some of them are from the south and the desert and stuff like that don't apply to the northwest. But Then there's a book called Eat the Trees. Linda Runyon, have you heard of her work? Her and her husband lived out in the woods for over 40 years back east, and she talks about eating parts of the trees, the inner, whatever that's called, behind the bark of conifer trees, and certain pine needles and stuff like that. And she's like, you know, she goes, why do people carry backpacks when they go camping? You don't need that. But something to have in a library. So books are good to have. And another, I don't know if you ever heard of Rick's Satellite. You ever heard of that? They're in Missouri.
No.
Which satellite?
Rick's Satellite. Rick's.
Oh.
And
nope.
It's Rick Kaler's his name. He's on some GCN shows, and for $240 you get the dish. You can't use a dish. Yeah. Dish. This one's bigger. Receiver and the cable and stuff like that. And they hand write the coordinates to set up the dish. And there's no, it doesn't have the menu like cable has or dish, but that's how I receive you. That's how I get RBN's on there, GCN's right. on there. There's like about 60 radio stations, over 200 TV channels, Westerns, homeschooling. There's no monthly bill. It's free to receive. And that's $200-something I ever spent. It's free to receive because the homeschooling and the religious channels and stuff like that, they have, what's that called? RT, a couple other news channels, can't believe it all, but they pay to air it, and it's free for us to receive it. And when they kill that internet kill switch and telephone switch, this is going to keep playing. So that's $200 I ever spent. And, it's somewhere out of Missouri. It's called Rick's Satellite. Matter of fact, Rick helped me. I had an issue aiming my antenna, and he got on the phone and straightened me out. So, check it out. It's I've had it for like 7 or 8 years now, and no problems. I haven't bought one for my RV. So.
What is the diameter of the dish?
It's about maybe 3 feet. It's a different frequency than dish at dish. Yeah. Dish is dish, but there's a coordinates. You got angles. You got to set it up. They hand write it down, and then there's an azimuth to find the bird. Something to check out. So I'm very happy with it. And there's 200 something TV channels. You can't understand half of them, but you can see, you know, how people live in different parts of the world and stuff like that. And they've got some pretty good. They offer that too.
That sounds really interesting.
I'll look into that before next show.
That's what I'm receiving you right now. So, there's about 60 radio stations and some pretty patriotic shows and stuff. So,
we'll check it out. We'll check it out and try to get something about that in the first hour of next week.
Okay. As a matter of fact, Rick, he's on some of these shows. Anyway.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you, Juan. I appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good day.
Talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks, Juan. Okay. We have another caller, Scotty in New York on line 9, and he's going to be our last caller for today. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning. In the afternoon. I'm in New York, so it's the afternoon. I actually thought I was going to catch Dr. Kelly's show at noon, but I think that was 9 a.m. because it's California time. You had a New York caller talking about television. Well, I'm an expert at television. I'm a police, I'm a victim of police corruption hardball since 2005, and I wound up homeless in the hood in a boarding house. So I was in the garage, and they couldn't hook up the 8th cable box for me in the garage. Every time they tried, it shut off everybody else's cable. So I wound up to not have television in my life or cable. This was back in MySpace days, and the censorship was still outstanding back then, both on YouTube, on... They didn't even have Facebook. But if I would save to watch later videos on YouTube or save videos, you know, to... You know,
hey, Scotty?
Out of 12 of them...
Scotty, we're out of time. I'm sorry, but we're out of time. Please try calling back again next week. Ladies and gentlemen, no time for any more callers. We're going to wrap up the show right after this break.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
First of all, Scotty in New York, thank you for your call. Sorry it was a short one. You're welcome to call again next week. All right, gentlemen, closing thoughts for today, please. And, Rick, if you'll do our prayer for today, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I will. Sure. We didn't get to cryptos at all. We also didn't get to gardening. I've got things that I would say about that. Also, we did not get to the... AR platform versus the AK platform versus the Ruger Mini 14. I want to deal with that as well. I have.
Yeah, me too, and binary triggers.
Well, sure. We can do that. Next week, probably, depending on how many inmates are running the asylum. Part of St. Joseph the Worker. Glorious St. Joseph model. Of all those who are devoted to labor, that would be us, obtain for me the grace to work conscientiously, putting the call of duty above all my sins, to work with thankfulness and joy, considering an honor to employ and develop by means of labor the gifts we have received from God, to work with order, patience, prudence, and peace, never surrendering to the weariness of difficulties, to work above all with purity of intention, with detachment from self, having always before my eyes death and the account which I must render of time lost, talents wasted, the good omitted, vain complacency in my success, so fatal to the work of God, all for Jesus, all for Mary, after your example, St. Joseph, such shall be my motto in life and in death. Amen.
Wow. I like that one, Rick. I really do.
Yeah, I think people that have to work like it. I do. I think it strikes a chord.
Absolutely. Okay, Lori.
Apologize to our listeners for my headache today, and you guys. But let's see.
No apologies necessary. It happens.
Just remember our military men and women and their families in your prayers. Other than that, take care of yourselves until next weekend, and God bless.
Well, thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a whole lot to say in closing. My only advice is the same as always, situation awareness. You know, that's the key. Don't be surprised. And also, don't underestimate the speed at which things can change. It can happen fast, folks. There's a lot of talk about major civil unrest, you know, towards the election, you know, either right before it, right after it. There's also talk of something starting up next month. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't pretend to. I just know I want to be ready. And, you know, that's the biggest key to surviving whatever we got coming, whatever it is. Also, I would encourage you folks, if you want to, go to ruralsurvival.life. You know, the content there really doesn't change, but we got some links on the left side for those stovetops, which, and I plan on putting up some pictures when we get ours built, and that is going to start very soon. So I'll be putting up pictures there. You might want one. Also, we still have the COVID-19 mask, those mosquito netting masks. Everybody that gets them seems to really like them. You know, you're complying by wearing a mask, yes, but guess what? You can breathe, and nobody seems to mind. You're wearing a mask, everybody's happy, even the hospital. So, you know, something to think about if you're interested. Okay, we had a little bit of a short break, so my closeout is getting stretched out. Let's see, what else do we got? Well, the good news is we've got one more Supreme Court pick coming up by Trump. Thank goodness RBG is gone. All right, folks. May God bless President of the United States and his advisors and guide them. May God bless you and yours. And most importantly, may God bless America. See you next week, folks. Bye-bye.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.